and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Monday morning, October the 7th. There we go. Let me get that better for a second. Hey, the great thing about today is if you've waited for temperatures to be a tad bit cooler, we got
it. When you step outside, it feels a little bit like it could be sweater weather.
You know those shirts I like to wear? What does my wife call them? They're not like baseball tees, but the... You know how it's like
the three-quarter lengths, like the t-shirts?
Yeah. I think I need bigger sizes. Because I started thinking those sometimes are a little bit more huggy.
Huggy. Oh, yeah, they are.
I don't know if I need huggy at this time of my life. I know what my wife needed, though, and I don't really get it. She wanted to do fall decor for outside.
Ooh, I do. I go through the same thing.
So we go up in the attic the other day, and there's tons of stuff. There's pumpkins and decorations and all this stuff, but of course we needed more.
Of course, yeah, because stuff like fades, you know, like the colors will fade on it, or you just need new stuff.
Well, I need some new mums. I'm like, what are mums? What are they going to do?
Yeah, I just left mine out in the rain last night to get some water.
What are mums going to do for anybody?
They look pretty.
Right.
They're festive. They make you get ready for October and Halloween and Thanksgiving coming up.
Straight up a girl thing, right?
Maybe.
No dudes are going out there going, you know what we need? We need to go get some mums and some pumpkins.
We need a bale of hay and some pumpkins.
We're not doing that. We're like, no. We need a 30-pack and some queso and we're good.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all want mums and decorations. She painted the front door.
Wow.
Yeah. So she had the door open all day.
Mm-hmm.
The front door.
So
and the air
flies.
On. Well, the air was on.
Oh, here we go.
You want to talk about me going
wasting
crazy.
Money.
I'm like, listen here. We're going to open the windows. We're not going to run the AC with the door open. Right? I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or is that being cheap? It's one or the other. What is it?
You're cheap, Brandon.
Well, okay. That hurts my feelings.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the year was 1990 and Garth Brooks had the number one song in country music.
I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain.
Here we go.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends.
It's my song to my friends.
In low places.
Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, number one on this day in 1990.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
There's a story on a new bar. Speaking of dive bars, it's going to do a deal where they don't charge you by the drink. They charge you by the hour.
Oh.
So the idea is you go in there, and if you're going to be there for 1 hour, you pay $10. But if you want premium drinks, you're going to pay $20 for the hour.
Okay.
Not sure how that works out.
You'd have to do some math.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have to do some passing out. Because I'd try to squeeze everything
right.
into an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
You know me.
You would.
I ain't wasting time.
Save money. Drink up, Leslie.
We only have 5 minutes left. There's no way I'm staying more than an hour.
Don't enjoy your meal.
Oh, no way. Go all the way in for it. So Halloween's right around the corner. Again, my wife's put out the fall decorations, and there's pumpkins, and there's candy everywhere.
Yep.
Kai got, what was it, a caramel marshmallow pumpkin? Like one of those Russell Stover things?
Yes.
Oh, he said it was one of the best candies he's ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it's like we went through Wonka's chocolate factory and he was so excited about it.
Sounds good.
You guys thought about Halloween costumes yet?
We have not. Well, typically I have kids that are a little bit older than yours, so they're not really all into it, probably like Kai is.
Well, you're the one who's just going to go in and find like a black sweatshirt and a hat and say you're a witch.
I don't even have to dress up.
You know, like me, whenever I decided to go and be Mr. Clean,
Mr.
I just
Clean.
Found white.
Yeah, and then you got like two. Did you even do the hoop earrings?
Yeah, I did the earrings. That's very important part of being Mr. Clean.
Of course it is.
I didn't figure you had found anything, but I think I found something for you. And you always complain every year. No, you complain every
year. And what is that, Brandon?
Oh, they just do sexy costumes now.
Or you're going to do something like a witch or something like that, or it's going to be something mean.
I wouldn't have referenced witch already if I was going to go with witch.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Target has a new costume.
And what is it?
Well, it depends. There's four different options for the Golden Girls.
Brandon!
What do you think about it?
I'd be a Golden Girl.
I'm just thinking.
Thank you for being a friend.
And I already know which one you think I am, too. So
travel
much.
Down the road and back
no,
again.
No, we all think that.
Your heart is so true. Mean. You're a pal and a confidant.
It's not Rose. Probably not Dorothy.
And if you threw a
I don't like you today.
It's not Sophia.
Okay, just calm down, okay?
Golden Girl this year. I bought the costume.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So over the weekend, Taylor Swift made a big appearance on SNL. That's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah.
Big musical guest as a return for the new season. She performed two different songs. Of course, her latest single is Lover. She did that one live.
Can I go where?
She also did the song False God while she was on SNL. If you missed the performances and you want to check them out, they're up right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
So if you went to the movies this weekend, there is a good chance you probably saw the movie Joker because it easily won the box office with $93.5 million take-in, which is a record for October.
Wow.
So the kids' movie Abominable was a distant second at $12 million. So think about that drop.
Wow, it's huge.
$12 million. Downton Abbey came in third. Fourth at the box office was Hustlers with J-Lo. And fifth, it was It, Chapter 2. So again, the movie Joker easily won this weekend's box office.
I read a story about a guy who was in a theater, maybe in New York, where he was cheering every time there was like a bad scene.
Really?
And spitting on people.
Oh.
And they kicked him out.
Well, good for them.
So there was some drama with the movie as well. Some people who said it was a little bit too violent, but
right. It
was still big at the box office. And gotcha gossip on a Friends reunion. Every time I say that, you get all excited looking. But it's not like a reunion of the TV show. It's a reunion of the biggest characters, though, three of the most popular characters.
That still makes me happy, though.
I know. There's a picture that Courtney Cox posted. It's Courtney, who was Monica, with Jennifer Aniston, who was Rachel, and Matt LeBlanc, who was Joey. It's Joey, Rachel, and Monica back together again. They said it rarely happens where those three get together. I don't know, though. It still gives you these cool little vibes. So if you want to check it out, you can see it this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We posted a ton of great photos from our high school tailgate tour at Greene County Tech from this past Friday. If you missed them, they're up on social media. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter. And this coming Friday morning, we're back at another area high school. Your KFIN High School tailgate tour is coming to
Brooklyn High School.
We'll see you Friday morning live on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A 40-year-old mom in northern Louisiana recently grew suspicious that her husband was cheating on her.
Uh-oh.
Well, things finally came to a head a few nights ago when she started hitting him with two of their kids' Nerf guns.
Oh.
He says she accused him of cheating and they started arguing about it. Then, without warning, she grabbed the plastic guns and started hitting him as hard as she could in the head. And then he ran out of the house, and then she chased him down the street. So imagine seeing him running down the street and a lady chasing him with Nerf guns.
I would get my phone and record it.
Right. Well, when the police showed up, she was in the driveway still holding a Nerf gun in each hand. And she admitted that she attacked him for cheating. He ended up with some minor scrapes and cuts on his face and his arms, and now she's facing charges for domestic battery and child endangerment because, unfortunately, their kids were home when it happened.
Oh, and you can't do that.
No, but speaking of cheating, what do you call a medieval knight who cheats on tests?
I have no idea, Kelly. What do you call him?
Sir Glance-a-Lot. You know, he's glancing over there at the test.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So this morning, Kelly started off by telling us that she believes if she were a golden girl, she would be Blanche.
Brandon, let me restate what you just said. Huh. You told everyone you had a new Halloween costume for me, and it was a golden girl, and you picked Blanche.
I don't remember saying it like that.
Well, that's funny, because it's going to be on the podcast, so everyone can go back and hear it.
I have deleted the podcast. You are... Already.
Right, of course.
So I posted on social media, which one would you be? Lisa Blake says, she's Sophia for sure. Samantha Edge, I'm definitely Sophia. Raven Boward, Sophia. And Meredith Treadway says somewhere in between Blanche and Rose.
I love it.
So it's Kelly fine. Said she took ownership of Blanche.
You gave me that.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mm-hmm. I wore my shoes today that still are covered in dirt, and I forgot to wash them off. Get up. What are you looking under the table for?
What's wrong with them?
We went out to the American Motorsports Park.
Yeah.
Which is where they do the dirt bike racing, right? So I'm driving by because Kai wants this big dirt bike now, right? Leslie bought him a Razor 650,
right,
which is a pricey birthday gift,
but
it's not fast enough. So I'm like, well, let's just go out there. I'll show you the dirt track that our friend Jerry has, right?
Yeah.
So we go out there and we're just kind of standing there watching people do these jumps. And then Jerry comes over and starts talking to Kai about how we can get him a bike and
all this different stuff.
I'm like, okay.
So Jerry's creating more of a monster.
Yeah. So Jerry's going to pay for the bike.
You're going to ask Jerry for free membership for the rest of Kai's life.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, it looks cool. And then I get tempted, like, how fun would it be
to ride together?
Like, legitimately, though. You see those jumps? Mm-hmm. Like, if I got to get airborne, I've never been airborne in anything. Like, I couldn't dunk a basketball.
Because you're scared. You won't even ride a Ferris wheel.
Well, I don't like those.
What makes you think you're going to, like, jumps?
Fuck. I don't know.
You're excited about jumps.
I'm pretty good at it on PlayStation 4.
You know what? That would probably translate into real life.
I think I'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was a spot by our old school, Weatherford Elementary School. My friend Joe, he was kind of the daredevil of the group, mm-hmm. right? And there was a little mound of dirt. It wasn't really a bike jump, but he would go as fast as he could and jump over it and fly. And I'd kind of a little bit slower than Joe and just kind of roll over it.
We used to try to make, what are they called? Ramps. We used to try to make them.
Yeah.
Those didn't always go over very well.
No.
Because you'd like get some bricks or like a cinder block and then try to get like a piece of,
like wood a 2x4 or something.
Yeah, and it never really worked out.
Yeah, thanks for trying to make me sound like a tool here this morning as everybody's getting
going. What are you talking about? Well, you can always...
You're scared of jumps. You'd be scared of it.
Well, I'm just being realistic.
Well, thank you. I'm going to get a dirt bike today just to prove you wrong, or I'm going to ride somebody else's.
Please do it and let me watch your wife when you roll up with that new dirt bike.
Here I come. You get a helmet.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd be fun.
I think you should.
Well, we'd have to get two, though.
Of course.
That's what Jerry was trying to tell us. Well, he's setting me up. He's like, well, you know, typically it's good if it's the father and son riding together.
Well, the wife and your mom could have one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all could do a family ride.
Well, I'm at it. I'll buy you and Joey and the three kids one.
Family and Friends Ride Day with Brandon Baxter.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to start giving them away to everybody I
yes.
know. It's going to be a contest we do. Anyway, it is kind of neat, though.
Yeah.
I would be a little bit nervous, probably.
So y'all didn't ride at all? You just went and looked?
They told us we could come back and he could try it, but I didn't mention that part.
Oh.
Well, because if he's trying somebody else's bike and it breaks, oh my gosh.
Or if he wrecks it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where do you start? But there is a beginner course out there for children, and I'd be good at that.
Y'all could do that together.
Watch this, four-year-old. I got it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, October the 7th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Allison Wood, who's from Wynn, turning 8 years old today. Austin Hinman, from Truman is turning 16. Ashley Richards of Lepanto is 15 today. Ty Hillis of Brooklyn, happy birthday. Sandy Rodden from Marion is 53. Joni White of Marmaduke has a birthday today. Tiffany Barrett of Monette turns 30. And Wyatt Mitchell of Pocahontas is turning 11 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Holland Roden is 33. That's Lydia on MTV's Teen Wolf. Taylor Hicks is 43. That was American Idol's gray-haired fifth season winner. What was crazy? I may be in the minority, but I loved him.
I liked him, too.
I thought he was so much fun.
No, and I think, was it David's mom or grandmother who had a big crush on Taylor Hicks?
Right.
And they'd go see his concerts.
Yeah. Anyway, he's good. I liked him.
Happy birthday, Taylor Hicks.
Toni Braxton is 52. She was an R&B singer. Simon Cowell is 60 today. John Cougar Mellencamp is 68 today.
Ooh, let's do some John Cougar.
Oh, yeah. Life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone.
Hello?
What? Oh, yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone.
Walk on. There's a good one here, too.
Oh, ain't that America? You and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America?
John Cougar Mellencamp, 68 years old today.
Joy Behar is 77. Of course, she's from The View. And Tico Torres from Bon Jovi is 66 today.
And you know what that means.
Oh, we're halfway there.
So many good Bon Jovi songs. More Bon Jovi. Tico Torres, 66 today. The drummer.
On a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted. Dead or alive. It's my life. It's now or never.
I still haven't seen Bon Jovi in concert.
I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live when I'm alive.
It's all good stuff. And of course, my first ever favorite Bon Jovi song.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You get love, a bad name. I play my part, and you play your game. You get love, a bad.
Let me tell you my Bon Jovi story. Like when I was in fifth grade, like all the other boys liked, like, you know, hard rock music, like Metallica and stuff like that. But my mom liked Bon Jovi, so I liked Bon Jovi. And they picked on me because of that.
Bon Jovi's great.
But not when you're in fifth grade and everybody else likes, you know, either rap, the beginnings of rap, or Metallica.
Run DMC.
Yeah, and here I am going, oh, play some Bon Jovi. It's different now, but back then it wasn't the most cool thing ever. Tico Torres from Bon Jovi, 66 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You've waited for fall. Fall weather has finally arrived, at least this morning.
Yeah.
59 the current temp. The high today, 73. We're seeing 70s all week. That's going to be awesome.
Yay.
Anybody else ready for that?
Me.
Yeah, me too.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have no shame. I will tell you my favorite song on the radio. And maybe it's not good if I do that, but I will tell you the new Dan and Shay Justin Bieber song is my favorite song.
It's so good.
It's called 10,000 Hours. It is, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. It's one of those songs that when you hear it the first time, you're like, that's really good. The harmonies are good. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are good. And then the video is good as well. So it features Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber and all of their wives in the video. And they're kind of serenading their wives. It's really sweet. If you haven't heard the song, which we were all over this weekend on K-Fine, here's the song, 10,000 Hours.
I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn a
90s pop, man. Here comes Bieber.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me?
That's good.
When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know it all.
Right, I mean... You hear a song like Lady Antebellum with Need You Now, and you're like, that's their song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dan and Shay has so many good ones, but man, that one with Justin Bieber, strong. The video's up right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Big congratulations goes out to Michael Ray and Carly Pierce. They are now husband and wife. They're married. They had a really small group of about 100 family members and friends in Nashville on a really small farm. And it's just how Carly wanted it. It was earthy and whimsical, romantic. And they wanted an outdoor wedding, but the weather didn't cooperate. So they had to move everything into one of the little barns. So it rained, but they wrote their own vows. And so that was really cool, and they're not going to go on a honeymoon until I think December because of their touring dates and that kind of stuff. But they're going to go to Jamaica because he was like, if you could go anywhere in the whole world on your vacation, where would you go? And she said, I'd want to go on one of those overwater bungalows. So that's what they're doing. They're going to go to Jamaica in December.
Yep, Michael Ray from this song right here.
She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking.
Carly Pierce from this song right here.
Every little thing. I remember every little thing.
I'll just tell you, their photo.
So pretty.
It's a really pretty wedding photo.
Yeah, we have them up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And if you want to talk about emotion, imagine you're in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Luke Combs is on stage, and he sees a sign that says, "This St. Jude kid loves you."
Mm.
Luke Combs goes out, pulls the kid on the stage, holds him in his arms, and then sings a song to him. At which point, the young boy, Hudson, is breaking down in tears because it's emotional. And they say everybody in the arena was crying. Hudson, this one's for you. He still has this sign. He's wiping tears from his eyes. It's a really cool moment. If you want one of those Monday morning sweet moments with Luke Combs, you can have that this morning right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
And speaking of teams, Eric Birch is on the Kfine team. Eric Birch, Birch & Co. Real Estate, here with our Monday morning motivation. Good morning, Eric.
What's happening?
Hi.
Man, we're just kind of jamming out to some Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, like the unlikely trio.
Yeah, I love them in concert. We went over and saw Dan and Shay over in South Haven. They put on a show. It was good.
Yeah, they're great. Their harmonies are awesome. And then when you throw in Justin Bieber, when we first heard they were teasing that, I'm like, well, I wonder how that's going to be. They nailed it, man. Really good.
It's like Justin with anybody. You know, it's just, I've never seen him do a bad duo. So.
Yeah. So as we get set, here we are, a new week. It's a little bit cooler. People have complained the last part of summer about it being so warm. 59 is the current temp.
Oh, it felt wonderful this morning and still feels wonderful now. So, I think maybe fall is upon us, here in the first week of October. So we'll see.
So we call Eric Birch on Monday mornings because, you know, this is a day where it's like it's really important for us to have the right frame of mind as we kick off a week, because a lot of people wake up and say, oh, it's Monday. And guess what? When you do, oh, it's Monday, you're more than likely going to have a Monday, right?
That's it. You can determine how your day is going to go before you roll out of bed. So let's talk about that. And this is one of my favorite four-letter words, as I have several, but this is one of them, and it's fail, F-A-I-L.
Right.
And you go, hold on, I'm headed to school this morning, and I'm really concerned I failed my math test. So what that really has a negative connotation, right?
Yeah.
But I think as you go through life, are you going to succeed at every single thing you do?
No, we're not.
No. So let's go ahead and start dealing with reality. And in fact, if you succeed at more things than you fail at, are you living an exciting life?
Maybe not, because you might not be trying enough things.
You're not even pushing the limits, right? It's almost like you're scared to go outside, or you're scared to talk to anyone because I may fail. So one of the biggest things is fear, and people, hey, I'm scared of failure. I'm scared of letting somebody down. I'm scared of how this is going to look to others. So we came up with a rule, and this is what I literally, just about every decision we determine, or as we're going through the process, we sort of ask this question and go, so Brandon, think about this. Not trying to be morbid or anything at all, but how many people do you think are going to show up at your funeral and cry?
I will, Brandon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, probably just
okay,
Kelly.
Kelly's one.
Maybe David. I'm not sure if my family will or not.
I don't think David will.
Wait a minute.
Not after the way you treated him for the years.
Oh, man. No, legit, you know, it's like...
think about that. Yeah, how many people do you really think are going to show up at your funeral and cry?
Eric, I hope a lot.
I hope.
Yeah, right?
But reality sets in, right? So, like, I guess I went through it, and I go, maybe five.
Wow.
You know, if there will be five people to show up at my funeral and cry, you know, maybe I lived a good life. But because at the end of the day, I mean, when's the last time you went to a wake or a funeral? You know, and a lot of people now, it's a hangout, it's a get together. Mm-hmm. Not trying to be negative or anything here, but you gotta think about that. So if there's only going to be 5, 10, let's say 15 people show up at your funeral and cry, then why are you worried today about what they think?
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
That just kind of perked me up right there. Like, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the rule that we live by is, hey, look, if the people, if they're not going to show up at my funeral and cry, then their opinion, then, you know, their exception, their, you know, 2 cents really don't matter here.
Sure. Yeah.
So now, because what? We're normally scared of, hey, that we're going to let somebody down, or somebody's going to think negative of us. Who cares? You know, the other saying is, you know, the only people that truly are going to change the world are the people that believe they can.
Yeah.
So as far as failing goes, there's a wonderful book out there. I think I've mentioned it before, but Failing Forward.
Yep.
And if you're not getting up every single day and you're not pushing the limits, if you're not stepping out of your comfort zone, if you're not trying new things, if you're not going a new direction to work, if you're not getting in and trying a new this or a new that, then... you know, hey, you can get in that rut and get in that where you look back 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road, and go, hey, what happened? You know, I just sort of coasted through, and that really wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right.
So think about this. I mean, to get into the Hall of Fame, what's your batting average need to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Ooh, I have no idea. It has to be probably pretty good, right?
Well, pretty good. So what, 275? 300 is that? Have you ever seen anybody bat 350? I mean that's up there, right?
Yeah.
So most batters in the, you look at, even as we go into the playoffs and everything, I mean, these guys that are starting for the best of the best teams, leadoff batters batting 275,
right.
290, maybe 300. What does that mean?
That means they haven't gotten to the point where they're at the 350.
Well, it means one out of every three times that they get up, they're gonna get on base. What's gonna happen the other two times?
They're not. They're not gonna make it.
They're gonna fail.
Yeah.
You know, so two out of three times, major league, hundreds of millions of dollars, they're not gonna succeed.
Mm.
But yet we still honor them, and they end up going into, again, the Baseball Hall of Fame with a 275 batting average. Where, think about that. If you just got up today and you accomplished one out of the four things that you set your mind to, you're successful.
Right.
But we go through life thinking if we don't succeed at every single thing we touch, then we're a what?
Then we're a failure.
We're a failure. So you've got to change that perception today. And again, we hear it from kindergarten through 12th grade. If you get an F, if you get a D, if you get, you know, hey, you failed, you did not succeed. But what did you learn? So it's something that you've got to change your perception as you get into, as we call it, the real world, because you're not going to succeed at everything you touch. You're not going to be the greatest at everything you do.
Right.
But lack of trying or lack of taking the chance, taking the risk, is to me a bigger, I will use it this way, a bigger failure than not trying at all.
There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, Eric.
You guys as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly's fresh off a family photo shoot. Oh, you're not? You
no.
told us last week you had bought all these clothes and done all this shopping and you took three kids and
I did. We have tried to have these family pictures now for a year and a half because we're having them outdoors. And it's the same
girl. Why don't
you
do them inside? Like Olin Mills. Like with the brown backdrop with like clouds on it. You know how they have that faded backdrop?
Yeah, I do.
Just do that.
Well, because I've done that 25 years ago.
Well, do it again.
No,
What's old is new.
No.
What's old is new?
Could you imagine if we did an Olin Mills picture? That would be really funny.
I'll do one today. If you go do one with your family, I'll do one today. Me, Leslie,
does that even exist anymore?
Surely somebody does that.
Nobody just happens to do Olin Mills pictures.
Well, I'm not saying it's Olin Mills, but I want a brown backdrop and clouds. And that little weird looking thing that kids sit on.
No, but I'm frustrated, man, because it hadn't rained in forever, you know. But number one, I am glad that we have rain because we did need, my yard needs rain. So I know everybody else
does. Yeah, your neighbors were talking.
Oh, hush. Anyway, so an hour we went shopping because half of my kids don't have like, we don't just dress up a lot.
Yeah,
and my son keeps growing. So it's like I have to buy him jeans every 3 months. So it's like we had to do a lot of stuff. And they don't have, my son didn't have dress shoes, so we had to go buy dress shoes. So I did all these things to take these family pictures, and literally like an hour before we're ready to go, because we were leaving to go to another city to take them.
Where were you gonna go?
To Wynn.
Okay.
This outdoor venue. My uncle has this big red barn and blah blah blah.
Oh,
and
so you're gonna go country.
There's a lake and so
when I think of your husband, I think country. I mean, give him
we're not going to wear cowboy hats,
give
Brandon.
Give him a pitchfork and send him out there by the barn.
We're not doing that.
Some hay in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so long story short, we had to cancel because of thunderstorms. Again. It's like the fourth time in a year and a half.
This photographer is going to hate you.
Well, I know. And she felt horrible, too.
Why didn't you just go inside the barn?
I don't have access to inside the barn.
So you're just jumping out in somebody's field.
Basically. It's my uncle's field. I'm not just
Does
going
he know
to somebody's
you're doing
house.
It or
no.
You're just going to pull up and
we
run.
We were just going.
Go, go, go.
There's somebody in their yard. Go.
Maybe.
Well, it wasn't actually our boat we were taking pictures in.
Maybe if you told him you were coming down there, he'd open his barn.
Well, maybe. But he was out of town, so.
Oh, of course he was.
I waited till he was out of town.
So you're stalking him on Facebook.
It's my uncle.
They're gone. Go. Go. So
anyway,
when are you going to try to do it now?
I don't know. I've got to find. It's hard because we're a split family and I have two teenagers and they've got ball games and play practice. It's really hard to get teenagers together to do something like that.
I just tell them. That's what you do.
Yeah. Good luck with
that.
You
just tell them what they're doing.
You don't have them yet. Get ready.
No, you just tell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah, you just tell Kurt and Ella. Just tell them.
I'll tell them for you.
Okay.
Y'all get, no, you're not going. You're not going to eat for a week if you don't go.
Oh.
That's how
man.
I do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Parenting skills 101.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly's out there trying to do a photo shoot at a barn that's not hers with her family, and they're not going to tell anybody they're there. They're going to rush out a photog and just do some pictures.
So I guess karma rained on us.
Yeah, because it's not right. You can't use somebody else's property.
Brandon, it's my family's. Quit making me sound horrible.
Did they know you were coming?
Well, no, but we would have surprised them while we were there. It was going to be a surprise. Our family likes surprises.
That's why I said, when I said, why didn't you just go into the barn? Well, they didn't know we were going to take pictures in their yard.
Well, what if they were mowing when we got there?
Or they just burned the yard or something like that for fall.
Right, yeah.
There's a story that I thought was classic, and this is one where somebody's having a wedding. And they hire the photographer to come in. And they're going to take all the photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind that is you pay for like the day and they take a lot of photos of you and your family and stuff like that. Well, this woman goes and she gets back her photos, right? And all the pictures that were taken. She realizes that there's about 40 photos of another family in there. Because one of the bridesmaids realized that the photographer was there. and started posing her family for family pictures on the other on the bride's dime.
Actually pretty smart.
So the bride's paying for it. She gets her album of photos, which, you know, you get a certain number of blah, 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 blah. And there's 43 photos of this woman and her family posing by themselves for family photos.
I don't know whether to be mad at her or be like, that was really smart.
I think it's smart.
Why wouldn't the photographer say anything? Like, hey, I'm with her.
I don't know.
43 photos?
But can't you see? Like, I can see David's wedding, right? Which I haven't even got my invitation to.
I haven't either. Do you think that we're invited?
I'm beginning to wonder because it's coming up pretty quick. Because
I was going to get a tux to be one of his best woman men.
Yeah. I was going to get a dress to be a bridesmaid.
Hmm.
But anyway, just imagine this. They're there taking pictures of Rachel and David. And then here I am like with Leslie and Kai. I'm like, hey, could you get a couple of shots here? Like, hang on. Let me change positions. Now, Kai, give me the point. Now, Leslie, you do this. Turn this way. Oh, lighting's better over here. I could see me doing it.
Actually, I could see you doing that 100%. But I would assume that that photographer would not have as much patience with you as he would that other family. The guy would be like, I'm the photographer. You need to be quiet.
You think that's the
issue?
Yes. Because I remember back in the day, they'd be like, okay, turn your head this way, tilt this way. I think I would refuse now.
I think you would too.
Nope, I'm paying for this.
And I know more than you.
I'm going to pose how I want to. I'm paying for this. Don't you tell me to look down.
But
I'm
you not weren't paying down. For it. The bride would be paying
well,
for
I'm
it.
Well, I'm just saying if I were to do a photo shoot today. Oh, okay. And they're like, look over this way, move your arm. No, I'm not.
You would be such a diva.
I am not moving my arm. I have to point. In these Olin Mills photos.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So Taylor Swift was on television over the weekend with a big performance on Saturday Night Live. It's a big deal. I mean, for her to go there, season premiere of the show. She did two songs while she was there. Of course, she did her main single right now, which is called Lover.
Can I go where?
The stripped down performance.
Can we always be this close forever and ever? Take me out, take me home. You're my lover.
Check out that song. She also did False God. Both performances are up today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
This past weekend, the movie Joker easily won the box office with a $93.5 million take-in, which is a record for October. So the kids' movie, Abominable. I never can say that.
What was that again?
Abominable. 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 Say it. Three times fast.
No, I can't now.
It was a distant second.
Abominable.
Yeah, there you go.
Abominable.
Yeah. But if you keep saying it, it sounds like a really funny word.
Yep, that's it.
Anyway, $12 million for it. So there was a huge drop with that. Downton Abbey came in third. Fourth at the box office was Hustlers with J-Lo. And fifth was It, Chapter 2. But again, the movie Joker easily won this weekend's box office.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you guys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Have you checked your notifications yet for Instagram, Kelly?
No, but what did you do?
Well, I was able to get a sneak peek of the farm family photo that Kelly took in Wynn over the weekend at her uncle's farm, in which he did not even know she was going to be there in front of the red barn.
Brandon, you are an idiot.
I have found the photo, and it's now on my Instagram story. This is what she was going for, y'all. I'm not sure if it fits her family. Brandon on KFIN, my Instagram story, has the Kelly Perry farm family photo. Here's Luke Combs, his latest, Even Though I'm Leaving, on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I took my wife out flea marketing over the weekend.
Why does that make me giggle? Not that she went, but that you took her out flea marketing. What'd you think about it?
Well, okay. You just restated that in a way that makes me sound cheap. It wasn't because I was just trying to take her cheap
shopping.
I would really
like some family home decor. And you're like, well, let's go flea shopping.
Flea shopping. Thank you. No, but legit, like she enjoys that. So here's my thought. This is how great of a human I am.
Oh, my God.
Actually, when I was in school, mm-hmm. I was voted most likely to become a great human. I said to her, I said, I want to do something you enjoy today. I want to take you out to some flea markets because she likes that. She likes finding vintage stuff and deals and decor she can do the whole distress mm-hmm. thing to and all that stuff. So we went to a place and she didn't buy anything, but I considered buying something.
What was it?
That I believe is an heirloom. You know how like you could have those Star Wars toys?
Yeah.
And if you bought them in 84 and you still had them to this day, they're worth all kinds of money. Mm-hmm. Or the He-Man Masters of the Universe stuff. Right. Or the original Thai Beanie Babies mm-hmm. worth a fortune. I found something in a case that I considered buying that I'm pretty sure is worth good money. I don't want to say where it is because I'm afraid somebody else would go and buy it. And literally, I bet I could probably go and buy this for however much they were, $10, let's say. And I bet I could sell it for $1,000 online.
Really? Yeah. Well, why didn't you buy it?
Because it was they were busy and there wasn't anybody by that certain case and I didn't know how much they were. Because what if it was $1,000? I'm like, I like that. Well, it's $1,000.
Okay, well, for you to buy something that costs $10 at a flea market, mm-hmm. I am very interested to know what that was.
Yeah, sentimental value.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And I think for, because I'm a wrestling fan, I've been a wrestling fan my whole life, and they're the original Hulk Hogan era, which was like 84, 85, mm-hmm. 86, there was this WWF glass, and it didn't say WWE, it was the old WWF logo, which was like a classic vintage thing, and it's Hulk Hogan hitting the double bicep pose with the old championship belt on. Literally, it's a glass that might have been produced for McDonald's or something like that, but I bet it's like 84, 85.
So why didn't you just get it? That's cool.
I know. And I probably will go back and get it now that I think about it.
Because it's probably worth a lot of money.
I literally bet I could go online and sell it for $1,000.
Man.
Because there's wrestling fans who would love that. And like, where are you going to go? You can't go get that.
Right.
You can't go buy that in a store.
Well, have you looked it up yet?
No, I don't even know what I would look up.
I mean, you would just put it in and see if you could find out like how much that would be.
What would you do? Go to eBay?
Yeah.
Or that could can probably, you buy stuff like that on Amazon or no? Is it just eBay?
I think eBay might be your best shot.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
eBay.com. Well, what I search for, like
Hulk Hogan Hulk drinking glass?
Hulk Hogan drinking glass.
You're going to take me out to eat.
No, this is it.
Okay, how much?
Well, this one probably isn't accurate.
Why?
It's a vintage
is it more than you thought?
Hulk Hogan WWF 1985 Titan Sports drinking glass, Hulkamania.
Yeah.
Hulkster.
Yeah. How much?
Well, it's a little bit less than 1,000.
Okay. Well, so what, 800?
Mm-mm, it's a little bit less than that.
Oh. Yeah.
I could buy it right now for $8.
Aww. So
I'm glad I didn't spend
the glass that was going to make you $1,000, you would have paid more for it at the flea market.
What I could sell it for. That's why, yeah. But it's worth it to me.
Well, then just go buy it.
I might go back and well, here's one for 16. See, or this one's for 10, or so I could probably make
resell. You could make $4, Brandon.
Yeah, and if they tell me it's $10, I'm like, I can't even resell it for that. So I need you to drop the price.
Well, sounds like you should go back and get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I think I've made a decision this morning to start going to more funerals.
Yeah, why?
Even people, like, if I just see that one's happening.
Just showing up just to show support?
Because
or?
Here's what happened. Let me tell you what happened in Wisconsin. And this might change your mind. Because sometimes, like, you, if somebody passes away, you're like, well, I don't know if I'm close enough to go.
Yeah.
But you never know what you're missing out on, right?
Yeah.
There was a 69-year-old guy in Wisconsin. He passed away. He had $500,000 basically in money to give away. And he decided that he was going to give that money away to the people who showed up at his funeral. Nobody knew that until they went. 270 people were there. Everyone left with $1,800 each.
Oh my goodness.
But if you did not go, you did not get anything.
Well,
so you never know if that situation is going to happen. So I think we should be more kind.
Sure.
And the deal is paying respects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm paying respects.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know you, I'm paying respect.
Right. You're honoring them.
Yeah.
Sure. And
in the event that there's money there, like, I don't know, $500,000, I respect that.
Of course.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So my favorite song on the radio is the brand new song from Dan and Che. Like, legitimately, when they put out new music, I typically love it. Mm-hmm. And now the Justin Bieber addition for the song 10,000 Hours, I think is really, really good. The video is awesome as well. It features Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber. All of their wives are there, and they're basically serenading them with these really sweet lyrics from the new song, which is called 10,000 Hours. If you haven't heard it, it sounds like this.
I spent 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love.
If you haven't heard the full song, you can check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. And also, we'll have it coming up for you here within about 12 minutes or so.
Big congratulations goes out to Michael Ray and Carly Pierce. They are now husband and wife. They had a really small group of about 100 family members and friends on a Nashville farm. It was really earthy and whimsical and romantic, all kinds of country added elements. But they hoped for an outdoor wedding. Well, it got rained out and they had to have it inside of one of the barns. They even wrote their own vows. Oh. We've got pictures of them up and they are beautiful people.
Yeah, they really are.
Are they not? Yeah. So anyway, we've got those up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, KFI.
Michael Ray is known for this song right here.
She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses.
And then Carly Pierce is known for this one.
Every little thing, I remember every little.
So congratulations thing to them. Also on the blog today, there's a really sweet video of Luke Combs in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And he's at a concert where he looks down and sees a young boy whose name is Hudson. And Hudson has a sign that says, "This St. Jude kid loves you." Mm. So Luke Combs brought him on the stage, gave him a big old hug, held him up for the audience to cheer for him, and then sang a song. And he dedicated that song to Hudson. Mm. And Hudson broke down in tears, as did probably 90% of the people in the arena that night. If you haven't seen it and you want one of those feel-good moments on a Monday morning, you can check it out right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you'll find out about Kelly's farm photo shoot fail and why she was actually, what we found out, breaking the law to take these photos.
Kind of.
No, all the way. You're not allowed to do what you were going to do. That's on the podcast today. We also find out about how we went out to the American Motorsports Park to find out more about dirt bike racing, mm-hmm. and why I think I would like it and why Kelly thinks I would not. Because, again, she's not real nice today.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole thing on the show.
It's just realistic.
We went flea marketing, and I found something I thought was vintage and worth a lot of money, and Kelly decided to tell me it wasn't.
I didn't decide to. I just happened to look it up.
We also talk about fall decor because women have to have fall decor.
Correct.
We need new mums and pumpkins and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I once again had to buy my wife pumpkins. I thought I'd already done that. Anyway, all that's on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at kfine.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers host the Cleveland Browns. Dancing with the Stars, the top 10 perform, and Leah Remini is a guest judge. The Voice is on tonight, part 5 of the blind auditions. The season premiere of All American, the season premiere of Black Lightning, and a very Brady renovation behind the build on HGTV. That should be really good. And the premiere of Cash Cab.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.